Good morning, I'm Ryan Felsman, Senior Economist at CommSec, with your finance update for Monday the 3rd of April 2023. And the Australian share market last week snapped a 7-week losing streak. And to begin this week, we're going to start on the front foot. The SPY futures are pointing up by 45 points or 0.6%. And that's after a positive lead-in from Wall Street on Friday. We did see investors respond very positively to some signs of cooling inflation in the United States. We did see the US Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation ease from an annual growth rate of 4.7% to 4.6% in February. And that boosted hopes that the US Federal Reserve is nearing the end of its rate hiking cycle. And we saw that reflected in the S&P 500 index, which rose by 1.4% on Friday. If you look at some of those sectors, the interest rate sensitive sectors like consumer discretionary, that was up by 2.6%. And the real estate sector was up by 2.2%. And we did see also very positive outcomes for the Dow Jones. It was up by 415 points or 1.3%. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ continued to lead gains, up by 1.7% on Friday. And over the March quarter, it jumped by a whopping 16.8%. That's the most since June 2020. And we have seen tech shares really supported by a rotation out of financials and energy shares into tech. And also at the same time, expectations for cooling inflation has weighed on government bond yields. In fact, the two-year yield fell by 75 basis points during the month of March on its own. That was the biggest fall since 2008. And also at the same time, the paring back of those rate hike expectations for the US Federal Reserve has really supported those mega cap growth stocks. And we did see Tesla shares up by 6.2% on Friday, and that was ahead of its latest production report. In fact, deliveries came in at 422,875 for the March quarter, and that was a pretty strong outcome. We also saw positive outcomes for the likes of Apple, whose shares were up 1.6%. The tech giant won its appeal against a decision by Britain's antitrust regulator to launch an investigation into its mobile browser and cloud gaming services. Alphabet shares are up 2.8% with the Google parent gaining after a broker upgrade. We also saw the parent company of Burger King Restaurant Brands, its shares are up 2.9% after broker TD Cowen upgraded the stock to outperform. So broadly, some very strong outcomes as far as US stocks were concerned. At the same time, we saw more modest gains in Europe on Friday. We saw the German DAX index lift by 0.7%. And in London, the UK FTSE 100 index was up by 0.2%. All eyes were on the Eurozone preliminary inflation data for March, and that eased quite significantly. It actually fell from an annual growth rate of 8.5% to 6.9%, and that was the biggest monthly fall on record. So that was supportive of those European shares. The Australian dollar eased by just 0.06% on Friday and is currently trading at around 66.8 US cents. On the commodities front, we saw the US crude oil price lift by 1.7% to $75.67 a barrel on Friday. But of course, there have been some developments over the course of the weekend. We've got the OPEC Plus meeting on Monday, but ahead of that, they've already announced that they're going to reduce production from May by 1.16 million barrels per day. And we have seen Saudi Arabia announce 500,000 barrels per day worth of crude oil cuts. So that's expected to lift the oil price. We did see the gold futures price down by 0.6% and the iron ore futures price down by just 0.3% to $125.64 a tonne on Friday. A lot of economic data being released at the beginning of April as well. We've already had the home value index released by CoreLogic this morning. It rose by 0.6% in the month of March. That's snapping an 11-month losing streak. We're seeing certainly tighter rental markets, reduced stock on the market of houses, and also strong overseas migration contribute to rising home prices. We also get an update on manufacturing data as well as housing finance. And at the same time, the monthly inflation gauge is also released today. Have a great day. Thanks for your time.